Thanks for listening to the Koi Pond on Podcast One.
Check it out. If you're trying to watch, I don't know, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks. You want to watch comedies. You want to watch whatever it is. Whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand, and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app, and it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right, Pluto TV. Hey, check this out, you guys. Podcast One has nothing but great personalities hosting great podcast, and one of them just happens to be pro wrestling Hall of Famer and action movie star Stone Cold Steve Austin. Or you can call him Steve Austin. That's right, Steve Austin, man. This guy is everything. So go to Podcast One and listen to one of the greatest wrestlers of our generation. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's right, Steve Austin on Podcast One. You're welcome.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood.
Hey, it's the Koi Pond. We're back. I'm so happy, man. I'm back in my schedule. I'm getting old, Dre. I'm getting old, Chris.
Me too, man.
Nah.
I swear to God, dude, my shoulder is broken.
Dude.
From push-ups.
Oh, shit.
From push-ups, Kalen. But like, can I tell you how many I did, Andrew?
Yeah.
By the way, Andrew Lopez is back. I know you guys heard the last pod, and you were going, I wish that dude would come back. I wish he would come back. Well, motherfucker never left. He's still here.
I won't let anyone kick me out, man. Yeah. I sent Joe 400 text messages. Can I come back?
Yeah, can I come back, please?
I'll leave you alone if you let me
come
back.
To the studio. He's already here.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you like your coffee? I'm like, motherfucker.
I'm paying him to work for him.
No, you're so funny, bro. I'm getting old, Drew.
Yeah?
I'm getting old. I threw my shoulder out. Let me tell you how many push-ups I did. And you guys are probably going to be like, you're full of shit. You're doing this just to be funny. You ready?
How many did you do?
15,000.
Over the course of a lifetime?
No, motherfucker. That would be one push-up a year. Yeah. Asshole. No. In 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Why not? Why can't you praise me? Why can't you praise me for my exercising, for being healthy?
Well, because you're hurt now. That's the only reason why.
Well, yeah,
I did.
And you know what's funny? It's Chase even told me. He's like, be careful, man. You might pull something.
I want to say this, though. You're wearing a sweatshirt right now, and I can tell, bro.
You can tell.
I can tell you've been 15,000, dude.
You promise?
You're looking like, yeah, dude, you look good, man. You look swole, man.
Thank you. That's what I was getting at, Dre. I did 15,000 push-ups, and I knocked my shoulder. It hurts so bad, bro. What'd you say?
I just thought you gained some pounds on vacation.
Dude. Yo, you're really going there on this one, huh? That's really fucked up.
I can't tell if you're jacked or fat, but you look good, man.
I'm fat buff.
Yeah. That's always my favorite. My favorite guy in college was always the guy who like drank a lot, ate like shit, and just did bench. So he was just fat jacked. Yeah. He thought he was jacked.
Yeah.
He was always the best at saying hangover like quotes.
It looked like his pecs were just resting on his belly.
Yeah.
And his legs were like toothpicks.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you know what I want to say? If I cuddled with that guy, I'd probably love it.
Yeah.
I would probably love laying my head on his giant chest.
On his hard belly. Yeah.
On his Chopin-like body.
Yes. Oh, it's as hard as it looks. It's crazy.
You know, it's like the kind of guy that can't wipe his ass because he's like, he can't turn his back. I had a roommate that was like that.
I had a friend that couldn't put his socks on, man. I felt so bad.
Oh, no.
He had to put, he had to throw his, this is so mean even saying this. He had to turn, he had to lay on one side, and then he brought his foot up and put the sock on the pinky toe side. And then he had to lean on the other hip and bring his foot up and then pull it over the toe side. And then he had to like sit back and then pull it up through the back of the foot. I swear it was a process.
There's no need in getting dressed after all that.
You're done. The day's over, dude. It's been 8 hours.
It's been 8 hours.
I would love the idea too. Like, what do you think?
You started your socks at 9 a.m., bro. It's 5. Clock out already.
Yeah, you got one on, dude.
Hey, man, what'd you do today, man? I put my socks on, bro. Yeah. I'm exhausted.
I took an Adderall in the morning, put on my socks, and went to bed, dude.
Yeah. Look, I started my morning with a little bit of coffee and some Adderall. Put my socks on around 10, and holy shit, right around 7:30, I was exhausted.
Yeah. I went to college with a person who was a workout fiend. Like, he is jacked out of his mind, but he also had an Adderall prescription, but it was like the 40 extended release that would just last all day. And he would, like, it would be so fun. He would take an Adderall and then run, come back, and be like, all right, I'm going to go to the gym and run. Yeah. And I'd be like, damn, dude.
You just ran.
Yeah, I was like, he's warm up, bro.
Yeah, warm up,
dude.
Bro, I don't understand. Okay, this is what I hate about working out. I hate that dude that goes, hey, let's do a warm-up set. No, man. This is the set.
This is the real set.
This is set one. This isn't my warm-up set.
This is lights, camera, action.
What the fuck are you doing? Hey, Thor, slow down. Not all of us are saving the world, motherfucker. Who are you?
Just so you know, I'm counting this one set as two, by the way.
Yeah. This is my second set, to be honest, because mentally was my first set. What the fuck are you talking about? He put two 45-pound, you know, the 45-pound plates on either side. I don't know how much that is. I think it's like 135, right?
Yep.
And then he starts, he does like 22, and then clink! He goes, yeah, that's my warm-up set. Now that I'm warmed up. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's my max. That's my max pool right there.
I was that guy for like 2 years.
Oh, really?
Oh, you were that guy?
Yeah. I was really into working out, man.
What is warm-up set, though?
What's that?
What is warm-up set? What are you talking about?
You got to get the muscles loose.
Bro, shut the fuck up.
It's a mindset that you put yourself in when you're a gym rat.
That's called schizophrenia.
What are you talking about? It's pretty warm-up crazy, set. Man. And by the way, then you also...
I have to go into another mindset. I have to go to my other alter ego.
Here's the other thing is that you become what's the word I'm looking for? So when you look in the mirror, you see
dysmorphic disorder.
Exactly.
Mm. Really? Wow. Yeah, hold on. Was that a game of a $25,000 pyramid? That was amazing.
Holy shit, that's Iowa knowledge, dude. I have body dysmorphic disorder too because it's when I look in the mirror, I see an 8 when I'm clearly a 9.
Wow, I like that.
That's trying to be positive.
Yeah, that's
because I'm clearly a 2.
It's a low expectation.
It's
nice.
I had the same disorder. I did 15,000 push-ups, and I looked in the mirror and went, "I should have done 15,000 sit-ups." I did the wrong fucking exercise.
Is your body sore right now, or are you past that thing where now it doesn't hurt?
No,
to do it?
It's so. I'm in so much pain. I don't know if you noticed I've been stretching. Have you been noticing that? My shoulder is in pain, bro. In pain. And I'm doing old man shit. You've heard me say this before, Dre, but when I walk to the bathroom, it clearly sounds like I'm having sex with somebody. But I'm just walking. I'm just walking from my bed to the bathroom, and this is what it sounds like every night. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Right there. Then I start peeing. Yeah. Then I walk back to the bed. Oh, man.
Wait, here's the worst part is you always stub your toe on the way back.
Yeah.
Oh, I stub my toe. Shit!
That's the climax.
This age is the worst pain you've ever felt.
Yeah. Ever. I split my toe in Hawaii, man. I thought I was about to lose my toe. I got a document.
Really?
It was on my Instagram story. Dude,
I
hit my toe and it split in half the minute I got to Hawaii.
Oh, God. What'd you hit it on?
That sounds painful.
The fucking stairs.
Oh, that's so old man, dude.
That's so old man. But guess what I did? Because my son was only there for a week and I knew it was going to take about 5 days for that thing to heal. And, you know, they keep saying if you cut yourself, don't go in the ocean, you'll get an infection. Yeah. They always say that. I super glued that shit.
Yourself?
Super glued it. They have this thing called liquid Band-Aid, yeah, which is got like a lighter super glue. I was like, fuck that. Give me super glue. I'm jumping in. And I super glued my toe, man.
You know what?
I don't have a toe anymore.
Yeah.
But I really did it, man. It shit worked.
You know what else is really old, man?
What?
Is waking up early in the morning and,
yeah,
using the bathroom, like 3, 4 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And you wake up to use the bathroom.
Yes.
So I actually didn't wake up to use the bathroom this morning.
Uh-huh.
I woke up for another reason. But
what was the other reason?
I'll tell you. But okay. In my mind, I was like, I can't go to the bathroom because that means I'm old man.
You're old man. Oh, wow.
So I sat laid there and held
it. You lay there.
And held it for like 45 minutes.
You laid it. You were holding your pee, huh?
That's an identity crisis, dude.
I was holding it because I was like, if I get up at 4:30 and go to the bathroom, I'm officially old.
Yeah. So I'm going to stay till 5:15 and be kind of old.
Yeah, kind of old.
Yeah.
Dude, I do that too. I fight my pee. I really do. I will sleep and hold my pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy gets up every 15 minutes, man, and pees. I'm like, what are you? Are you creating water?
Like, what the fuck is going
on? What the fuck are you doing?
I can't hold, this is so gross, but I can't hold my, the amount of times I've peed my pants in the last 2 years is insane. It's
what?
Absolutely crazy.
That's not
hold
even,
on. It's that's crazy. Not even. That's yeah. You shouldn't even be saying this publicly.
That's not a like, statement an adult should
it's
make.
That's 45 times.
You pee.
No, it's about three. It's about three or four, which is three or four too many times.
You've peed yourself 3 to 4 times.
In the last
what?
2 years.
And why?
In what
man,
scenario?
I just can't hold it. I can't hold it. So, like, one scenario, I was driving home. I was in traffic, and I was like, all right, dude, this is happening right now.
And you just let it go.
Yeah, because I was on the 405.
It was the best feeling you've
dude,
ever had. Wasn't
it? It was literally like having sex for the first time where it was like, I can't believe this happened. Then shame. And then like, I did it though. Would I do it again?
And like, then you're like, did I catch anything?
Yeah, yeah.
If you pee on yourself, can you catch something?
No one saw.
I hope no one saw.
Yeah.
Ooh, it smells in here. Yeah.
And then I was like, I got to tell all my friends about this.
Yeah. But, okay, let me explain the struggle, because the people listening in Iowa probably don't understand that the 405 is fucking gridlock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there is no side pull.
There
you can't pull to the side and find a gas station anywhere.
No.
When you get to that graveyard to your right on the 405, you
yes,
know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You literally look at those tombstones mm-hmm. and go, those were probably people looking for a bathroom.
And by the way, you can't use the bathroom anywhere in Los Angeles anymore.
No.
If you pull over and walk in somewhere, a gas station, I swear to God, they'll tell you it's out of order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's slowly turning into New York. New York, you can't find a bathroom anywhere.
Anywhere.
LA's starting to be like that, man. But I swear to God, dude, yeah, there's times where I was just like, man, I'm about to shit my pants.
Yeah.
I need to get home. You ever have hold your shit so long when you're driving? You're now driving on your tippy toes. Just, you know what I mean? You're sitting, but you're standing.
Your ass cheeks are locked up.
I've done that, man.
I like driving next to you and I look at you and I'm like, that guy got some shit.
Yeah,
man.
He's got a shit,
look
bro.
Look at him, dude. He's standing straight up, dude.
Dude, look at him. He's planking. He's planking, bro.
Your head is just out your sunroof.
Yeah, I am. Yes, I've had that, man. My son's uncle, Ding.
Yeah.
He shit his pants, man, on the 405.
Really?
Yeah. That was so funny. I pulled up and he wouldn't get out of the car and I'm like, how long were you waiting here? He's like, man, I gotta talk to you. That's a true story, bro. He goes, I gotta talk to you real quick. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I shit myself. I'm like, why? He goes, I couldn't hold it anymore. You know,
yeah,
Ding?
Yeah.
That's how he talks.
How old is he?
40? He's like, I couldn't hold it anymore, man. I couldn't hold it.
I think that's the cause of road rage. That's the real cause.
Yeah.
I got to use the fucking bathroom.
Yeah,
bro.
Man.
That gives me perspective.
I told him, I go, you cannot wash your clothes in my house. Go spray yourself down somewhere by a drain, and I'll give you. I had to give him clothes. I gave him sweats and some boxers. I go, you got to get it. You're not. Do not think you're taking a shower in the house. Go hose yourself down somewhere. Don't let me see it.
What if that was a rule in LA where it's like if you shit yourself on the 405, you got to move.
Oh, that's so.
You're not allowed here anymore.
You're not allowed here. Get out of here.
You know how many of these people have to shit right now?
Oh, my God. This is such an horrible...
Sign of weakness.
Kaylin.
You're not built for LA.
You're not a man. How are you going to make it when you can't even make it to your house?
That graveyard by the 405, that's all the people that shit their pants.
Yeah, they all shit their pants. They died.
You're out.
Hey, Chris, Kaylin, is this bad pod? Should I change it?
I think it's fantastic.
Okay, cool. Here's one more story.
Okay.
My son is seven. My son is 10 or 11. Okay? He's about 10 or 11. And because it's my house now where I'm at. And I have this gate. Right, I have a gate, but it's so slow when it opens.
Yeah.
It fucking is so slow. And it opens outward towards your car, okay? Mm. It doesn't open inward, right?
Yeah.
So it opens outward. We went and ate Shabu Shabu, and my son has this phobia. He can't shit in public restrooms.
Just
can't. He's at that age, and he won't, right? So we're driving home from Shabu Shabu from Glendale, right? I live in Studio City, and he just I have an Expedition, right? Yeah. And he just stands up. Now he's standing. He's like, Dad, I gotta go. I gotta go. I'm like, well, let's pull into a restaurant and just shit, Joe. He's like, I can't, Dad. You know I can't do that, Dad. Just get home. Just get home, Dad. He's standing. I'm fucking speeding. He's like, I'm gonna shit right now, Dad. It's coming out, Dad. I'm like, holy shit. I go, do you want me to pull into a parking lot? Just shit in the parking lot. I go, I don't want to do that, Dad. Don't do that to me, Dad. Just... And then I live on the hill, so like I'm going up the hill. He's like, hurry up. Hurry up, Dad. We get to my hill, but I have an Expedition. And you got to make this hairpin turn. I'm not even joking, man. I had to back up, turn, back up. It was like a 4-point turn, right? And he's like, just open the fucking door. Open the fucking door. And he grabbed the handle and hit the fucking window because it was on child lock.
Oh.
And he went, bam. He's like, oh my God, open the door. I'm like, I'm fucking laughing, by the way. And he fucking runs out. He already stripped down. He's down in his underwear. He took off all his clothes and he ran up the hill. He ran all the way up the hill. And I'm trying to do like a 4-point turn with this fucking Expedition, and now I slowly come up the hill. He shit in front of the gate.
Shit
in front of the gate, and he's just looking at me like this. Just shit everywhere.
Oh my God.
The gate slowly opened. It was the most humiliating thing. It's opening outward, so it's pushing him. It's like pushing him away from the house. Like the gate's like, get the fuck away from here, kid.
That's so funny.
I go, what happened? He goes, I started shitting when I was running up the hill. And I have a neighbor at the bottom of the hill, and then there's just shit in her driveway.
Oh my God.
For 2 hours, I'm just hosing down the driveway.
I love it, dude. I wish that I was driving.
She's like, could you please pooper scoop your dog?
Yeah. Yeah. My son, my dog's 15, and he walks on his hind legs. Bro, I wish you would have seen it.
That's so funny.
Ask my son about it. To this day, he still remembers that day. When he ran into that door, was the funniest shit you've ever seen. Imagine a kid screaming in his underwear. We get to the house and... lock the door! You ran up that hill and shit, man.
I love it in your car. It was like chaos, but if I was driving next to you, I just saw in silence people just really?
Damn, that kid's dancing?
Yeah. It's like a Mitsubishi commercial, but what we don't know is that kid's shit in his pants.
The coolest man. Aww.
So funny, man.
Joe's funny, man. That's a funny dude. I want
he
you to meet my son.
He seemed really fucking cool, man.
Oh, you met him?
No. I just on your Instagram and shit.
Man. When you meet
really
him,
fucking cool.
When you meet him, he's like a dude, man. He's a very old soul, man.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know where this dude came from. I hope he does stand up. We were in Singapore. Yeah. I took him on tour, right?
Yeah.
And for a whole month, man, this summer was one of my favorite summers I've ever had because it was just him. You know what I mean? It was Amy and my son, and we went everywhere. New Zealand, every city inside Australia.
Yeah.
Singapore, Malaysia, Tokyo, Okinawa, and then Maui. And he came to every city, man, and he traveled like a pro, man.
Love that.
A pro, and he was just so cool. And we were in Singapore, and I looked at him. I go, you want to go up? You want to do some time? And he paused, Dre.
Oh, whoa.
He paused like he was looking around in his head.
He's like, fuck it, I'm in a foreign country.
No, he did.
Yeah.
He goes, I thought he was going to do it. He didn't do it.
Wow.
And then he goes, you want to write me something? So I think the bug's there.
Yeah,
he just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah.
That's great, though.
But I hope he does because he's funny. Dre, admit it.
Oh, yeah.
He's not like a normal kid, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
He's very mature.
Great timing.
Yeah. Is he
adult? If you hung out with my son and you brought him back to me, you would be like, I felt like I hung out with like a friend instead of taking care of someone's kid.
That sounds awesome.
Dude. Yeah. He really is like
and
that.
And is he confident too? Like he riffs and he's
all
there?
The time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love it too. Is he dating?
Yeah. Well, he's a gigolo, bro.
Oh,
do they still use that word?
No.
Yeah.
But
no. Okay.
Not since R. Kelly got, you know.
He's a gigolo? What's a gigolo? A gigolo's a... What do they call him now?
I think
he's a player.
Yeah, he's a player.
Yeah. He's a player.
Don't call him a gigolo.
Yeah, I think they get paid. Right?
Don't call him a gigolo, Chris.
Don't gigolos get paid?
Yes.
Yeah.
He thinks he's the shit, dude. No, he is. He's good looking. He's got style, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's smart.
So cool,
I'll take him to, like, you know, now he's into my shit. You know, he used to hate on, like, I used to wear Supreme back when he was like six, you know? And then now he's into Supreme. And I'm like, you know, you got that from me, right? No, Dad. That's I'm like, bro, chill. Shut the fuck. It's documented, motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, but the cool thing about my son, when I was his age, it was about like I need to get as much as I can, like consume as much as I can get. If my dad says, hey, you want something, the answer was always yes, right?
Yeah,
because he was never around. So yeah, get me something. My son, I'll take him. Man, we went to some of the best vintage shops. We went some of the best consignment stores in Japan. You know what I mean? If you're looking for some Supreme, go to Japan.
Yeah.
And we were in there, and I was like, you want anything? And always, nah, I'm good.
Oh, wow.
Like, it's got to be a piece. He always says it. It's got to be a piece, Dad.
Wow.
It's got to be something that I'm going to rock. Like, I don't want to just get it.
And
like,
that's cool.
15.
That's cool. Yeah. He knows who he is.
Yeah.
He knows who he is.
It's
cool.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
Does he hang out on, like, Fairfax? Is he one of those, like...
Yeah, he's a Fairfax kid, man.
Man, dude.
Fairfax and Third. He loves those spots, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 28 now, so I'm in that weird age where, like, I'm getting too old to like want to still be there, but I don't want to let it go yet.
Yeah.
And it's such a weird world. Like, a lot of my friends are like comics who are 21, 22, or actors that are 21, 22, and they're hanging out at Fairfax, and I'm now like the guy that were like, oh, so what did you wear back in your day?
Fuck,
man. I'm like trying to hide my Jordans, being like, I swear I'm not an imposter. But it is an interesting world over there. Like,
but the funny thing about these kids now, their style is just our shit.
Yeah.
They just recycled our shit.
It's like 90s updated.
Yeah.
It's like kind of
not
what it
really.
Feels like.
It's 90s all the way throwback.
Yeah.
It really is, man. Those Calabasas that Kanye came out with, the Adidas.
Yeah.
Bro, that's the same shit we were rocking back when I was 14.
Right,
it was the same shoe, bro.
Dude,
you ain't tricking nobody.
Their shit that they rock, that they spend like $300 on, was my older brother's jacket that I wore as a hand-me-down.
Yeah. Hands down, man.
Like,
I mean, look at the whole Champion line.
Yeah. Right? Oh, my God. And they didn't even change anything.
No.
They just came out with the line again.
Yeah. I also feel like that used to be like the Walmart of jerseys when I was growing up. Like, if I were, I guess, starter and Champion. I wasn't wearing Nike.
So it was really cool when I didn't mean to cut you off, but when we were coming up, it was cool. And then about your, when you're your teens, it was kind of like, oh, it's Walmart.
Yeah, it was like the feet, like Fila and stuff.
And now,
I feel like Dre and I got to be in a very special time of fashion and hip hop.
Yeah,
and R&B. Like, there was a movement, and we were a part of it, and we got to witness it. And things that are happening now are just throwbacks.
There was no such thing as streetwear
was no streetwear. You created your own streetwear.
Yeah.
I pegged my pants. Gemma, who my sister, he's married to.
Yeah.
She'll vouch for this, man. Like, when you went to buy Levi's, you went to you can go to Mervyn's, you can go to Sears, you can go to JCPenney, and they called it the Levi wall, and they were separated by the category 550s, 501s, shrink to fits, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And they didn't have colors, by the way, so there was no white, there was no acid wash, there was none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I used to do? I used to lay it in a bathtub and put a cap full of Clorox, and I'd make white Levi's.
Whoa.
And that's how I made my white Levi's, And then sometimes, if you didn't put enough, you would get spots of bleach all over, and then all of a sudden acid wash was created.
Right.
But they didn't sell acid wash. And then tapered fit, Gemma tapered fit all my shit by hand. We didn't have a sewing machine, so she made all my jeans come to the bottom, and it would cup around my ankle.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And that was 83, 84.
But
so
you
they didn't
to
have
make that.
That
shit. That's the big thing.
Yeah, we had to make
it. But that's the thing. That's where it came from.
That's where it came from, bro.
Yeah.
And then they saw it, and they were like, we can mass produce this and make it a thing.
Well, it's weird. Like, you go into Topman now, and they have a section that just is the 90s section.
Yeah.
And I get such a visceral response to that where I'm like, this, it feels so fake because it's not the 90s.
Yeah.
So if you're going buying that, you were the fakest person.
Yeah, it feels like you're going to a costume party.
Yeah,
And the theme is Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah.
Like, check it out. But like in 80s, it's even weirder, man, because there was no streetwear. Because the 90s is when streetwear started coming out.
Right.
80s was literally like you had to make your own shit.
Yeah.
And it is so funny because that's when Nike Revolution came out, because everyone was rocking Adidas and Converse, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The number one shoe was Converse, man, with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, with those Converse, everyone wanted those.
The heaviest shoe in history.
The heaviest shoe ever to be on a foot. It was like two Bibles shoelaced to your
those
foot.
Those were our team shoe my freshman year at Pacific.
Really?
They were the heaviest shoe.
Which one? The Larry Bird ones? The black ones?
The Larry
ones?
Bird ones.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I remember that. The black with the white star.
Yeah.
And then...
I slipped a disc in my back wearing those.
Damn. So,
I'm joking. But,
probably, though. But when Michael signed with Nike, man, I was part of that whole movement, man.
Yeah.
I remember when those goddamn threes came out.
Yeah.
Fuck, you remember when those threes came out, man.
Yep.
Dude.
That was the second pair I got. I got the ones.
Yeah.
And then the threes.
I couldn't afford the ones. And I couldn't afford the twos. I remember when the twos came out. And then when those threes came out, it was something, it was like, bro, I can't even explain what we were seeing.
Yeah.
One, we saw a price point we never seen before, because I think they're $125.
Yep.
Right.
And
Especially back then,
that was $1 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally. And they literally put it on the top shelf.
That's a fucking grail. That's a real grail.
It was literally sitting on the top shelf, and that's back in the day when they would only come out with three colors. The first one was white and red, or white, gray, white, red, and then it went to the playoffs, which was white, blue, and then, All-Star game was white, blue. Remember, he would come out with his North Carolina, and then playoffs was all black.
Mm-hmm.
And the all black, everyone always waited for the all black, right?
Wow.
And I remember just sitting in Foot Locker and looking at that goddamn shoe going, I will never, ever own those motherfuckers in my life. And I bought them secondhand, three sizes too big. No, I bought them that, year.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I bought it from, I forgot his name, man. You know him, too. But anyways, I bought it from him. I paid like $70 for him. He stole them, but I got them.
Right, right.
You know what's interesting? When I was,
I made payments in quarters and nickels, man. I swear to God. Lunch money, man. I was making payments, man. He like pimped me out so hard. Every lunch, he's like, you got that $1.50? Fuck, man. You got 65 more payments, motherfucker. I'm taking those shoes back. I'm an 8.5 petite. I got 10.5s on. I put an extra insole in.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Wilson.
That's really funny.
Mike Wilson.
I don't know.
You don't remember Mike Wilson?
Nah.
Good-looking black guy, had the mustache. You remember him?
Wilson, nah.
Fuck, man. I think you do. You do know him. Yeah. When we go to the yearbook, I'll show you.
The way you just described him was like a 55-year-old man at the lunchroom, nickel and diamond.
That
like
was him. You were all hustling, bro.
The man with the mustache being like, all right, bros.
Right?
Give me your lunch money.
Yeah, man.
You know, when I was coming up, this is like, so I played ball too, but when I was coming up, it was the Allen Iverson shoes, the questions and the fucking, and the slip-ons, because I used to wear slip-on basketball shoes when I played, because that was the low tops.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember, and I don't know if you guys, if it might have just been because of my age at the time, but like that felt like my Jordan thing. Like everyone
that was
my school,
the Jordan.
Yeah, it was like,
that was the,
you gotta get the
first
Allen
of all, they're
Iversons.
Called the Answers.
The Answers, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that shoe was, it was a play, that was Reebok's, throw to the 11. That was the Jordan 11 revamped, and that's what they did. But that shoe was everything. That shoe saved Reebok.
Because
Reebok was dead.
Yeah.
The other one, too, was the T-Max. The T-Max came out.
But AI was the guy then,
yeah.
too.
AI changed basketball and hip-hop. He merged the two.
Dope, too. Yeah.
But it was so crazy because now my son, you know, he's into shoe collecting and all that, and I'm like, bro, stop, man. You guys call him retro. I am retro. Right? I was there.
Right.
I got the fours when they came out.
Right.
Nothing better for me to say. I got the 91s in 91, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
I'm such a jealous old man. He makes me feel so old.
Yeah.
God damn it. I put some Biggie Smalls in. And he was just like, he likes it, but he's just like,
yeah, here we go.
What are those words?
Yeah.
Those lyrics are just too articulate and right.
I was playing Pac a couple years ago. This is when AJ was still in high school.
Yeah.
And she was like, this music is so boring.
Wait, who'd you play?
Tupac.
And he hated it? And she hated it?
She was just like, it's good, but it's boring.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. That depresses me, man. I put Biggie on it. My son was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Put Migos in.
Yeah. Stop telling me a story.
What's the story? Who did he shoot again?
Yeah.
They just want to fake dance, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, right now that rapper 6ix9ine, he just went viral with that video where they were asking. I was in the Breakfast Club or something. They were like, "Do you even take pride in your work?" And he was like, "Nah, man. Like everything I say is just words."
I saw that interview.
Yeah, and then he's like, "J. Cole's probably at home being like, man, what are these kids doing these days?" And J. Cole like comments, he's like, "Yes."
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. But they know it, at least. I feel like they're starting to, like, really embrace it. Like, this is all a meme anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's really is. He calls himself a troll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
long
yeah.
as you can say it, then fuck it. He's living it.
As long as he admits what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day? Right. I was just having a big basketball talk with my friends. Is that, like, being posterized back in the 90s is now being a meme.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like, when you got posterized by fucking, you know, even Baron Davis, you got on a poster at Walmart that you would put on your walls and be like, look at this fucking idiot that just looks like a dummy. Yeah, right. But now, like, LeBron or JR does something bad in the Cavs, and he becomes a meme, and that's the new posterized, which is so crazy.
That's yeah, yeah, like, man. And it's fast, too.
And it's
yeah,
instant.
It's instant. Yep.
Yeah.
And, that, and everyone has it. Like,
yep.
you don't have to go buy the poster.
Yeah, man.
You got memed, bro.
Yeah, man. That's the truth, man. I was talking to this one. Who was I talking to? Oh, Gondek, the artist. And he was talking about, you know, because he's an artist. And it's just like, you know, comedy and artists kind of go hand in glove. It's like, you know, people can't really appreciate your stand-up until they come and see it. You know what I mean? They can see it online or whatever, but it's like you got to get people in the club to see it. You know what I mean? Does yeah. that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. it's. But I'm also trying to throw it back to when I was a kid where we didn't have internet. Right. We didn't yeah. have Instagram right. where I could promote. You know what I mean? Yeah. I needed to get a flyer out there. You needed to put it. You needed something tangible. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Right.
And then we were talking about how with his art, it's like, yo, people don't know my art. Like, I can't just go walk around with my art piece and go, look what I did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, thank God for Instagram.
Right.
But back
right.
in the day, it would have to be a flyer.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And it's like, these kids, I don't think they know what that is. They don't know what a flyer is. Like, my son will never know what a flyer is.
Right. Yeah.
That would right. be his last resort. If my son were to throw an event, he wouldn't be like, okay, I need to design some artwork for a flyer so yeah. I can hand them out.
Right. Right.
And put them in cars at a parking lot at a mall.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
He wouldn't do that. He right. would design something and then just press send.
But
and
even,
that's it.
Even as a consumer, if you come outside and you see a flyer on your windshield.
Yeah.
You're gonna actually look at it.
Oh,
because,
I do
because you come from
yeah,
the,
yeah.
from that era.
Yeah,
those kids they're gonna immediately. Now you might throw it on the ground later.
Yeah,
but they're gonna immediately throw it on the ground.
Yeah, mm-hmm. oh yeah, immediately.
It's garbage. It's like, literally garbage.
Yeah, so. That's garbage to them.
Yeah, it's junk mail. It's the equivalent of junk.
But you know what you got to teach these kids, and this is what I told my son: it's a numbers game. Everything is a numbers game.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'll print 100,000 flyers. If two people walk up to me with those flyers, I won.
You won.
Yeah,
I won,
yeah,
bro.
For sure.
Yeah.
I won, man.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that's how it works, man. You got to think of it like that. It's an investment. You invest in yourself, especially comedy, man.
Yeah.
We don't have, you know what I mean? When you get to a certain level, like now, yeah, yeah. I have an office space. But right. when you're coming up, you don't have an office space.
Yeah.
You don't have a point of reference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You are your fucking office space.
Right, right.
So you got to invest in your office space. When you buy an office space, you buy a nice desk, a computer, you get a nice chair. Same shit. If you're a comedian, you don't have an office space, but you're your office space. So you need to get a nice card. You need to get a nice phone. You know what I mean?
You are the branded business.
You are branded, and you got to respect that.
Yep.
Don't hand out bullshit.
Yep.
Hand out something someone goes, oh, damn, this is nice.
Well, yeah, you also don't want anyone to be also confused.
Yes.
Like, if I'm giving you a thing that says, like, a business card that says, I'm the wacky guy wearing a tie, and then all of a sudden you go to my Instagram and I'm a hip-hop, cool, like, memer, you're going to be like, I'm not gonna this guy doesn't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
And then you're out already, you know? Like, and I think that's what's so interesting about stand up now. Like, some of the stand ups I'm coming up with who don't go to the clubs but are gigantic, they don't play to, like, I'm gonna write the best joke and get huge off of just stand up. They're like, I'm gonna write these jokes for this pocket
because
I'm an internet comedian.
Yeah.
So, like, one of my friends who's so funny and huge on the internet, he came out with a stand up album, a 4-hour that's ASMR. So it's him doing stand-up all whispering.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, some people were like, that's not stand-up. But it's like, but for his audience that he branded himself to, that's his audience.
I keep telling people, stand-up is subjective. I say this all the time.
Yeah, and they love it.
Yes, like, man.
It's,
don't worry about what other people are doing. Why do we suffer from that, Dre?
I don't know, man.
Worry about what other people are doing.
It's
what that guy does for 4 hours and whispering, if you don't like it, don't listen to it. I don't like all the rap.
Yeah,
I love hip hop and I love rap. That's my music of choice.
That always makes me think of that. Remember that Michael Phelps race where the guy next to him kept looking at over at Michael
Phelps?
Yeah, that's a perfect example of life. Yeah. Thank you. Yep. You're right. Yep. That dude could have won if he just fucking looked straight.
If you just focus,
and you know
on
what's funny, and you know what's funny about that you said that. I'm glad you said that. We should keep that point of reference always because that's such a good example.
Yeah.
You know, because talk about an athlete at the height of his level, And it took him 4 years to train for that particular moment. And at that fucking moment, you still couldn't.
He still couldn't look straight.
You still couldn't look straight ahead. Which means for 4 years, all you thought about was Michael Phelps.
Yeah, it's an insecurity thing, too.
It is. Because
you don't think you're as good as him, and that stopped you from being better than him.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and if you look at Michael Phelps, remember what he did before that race. He had his headphones on, and he looked at that fucking water. Right, and that's it, bro. Right, when he got on that podium, he was ready to go.
Yeah, man.
And he looked straight. That's it. What a fucking race. That was the best Olympics, by the way. That was one of the best summer games of all time, man. Michael Phelps winning all those golds.
Man.
And then Usain Bolt? How do you say his name?
Usain Bolt, whatever, man.
That was legendary, and we only got to see that, only in our lifetime we got to see something that beautiful, man. Yeah. Anyways, I digress. What was I getting at? Stay in your lane, and what else?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Stop focusing on other people's.
Yeah.
What was it? Why worried about what other people? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
If you just stay in it, man, like stay in that pocket. Why do we do that, bro?
Right. Well, here's the, and also going back to the, like, combine those two ideas is like we were also talking about branding yourself. Is that if you don't stay in your lane and then you try to brand yourself, you're branding yourself as someone else.
Yes.
So, but if you stay in your lane and start branding yourself, you're going to brand yourself.
Exactly.
And like, so like people will see that all the time where it's like, well, he's just doing Aziz.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, oh, that's Andrew. That's Andrew's thing. That's Joe's thing. That's Andre's thing.
Yeah.
And that's where I think you start to blow up is when people know you and don't compare you to anyone else.
Yes.
And that's the branding game, I think, for a lot of young comedians.
And there's two sides of that now with the internet now. Because you either have these kids that are, there's so much out there that they're focused on everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then you have these kids that don't know anything else, and they're sitting. You know what I mean? That's why these superstars are becoming younger and younger because they haven't seen or heard anything else. They're like 15, 16 years old in their bedroom, just making whatever.
Yeah.
And putting it out.
Yeah.
Right.
And here's the thing: people hate on them, and I'm like, yo, hey, if I was 15 and I did that, shit,
man, get your money, dude.
Get your
dang.
Like, at least this kid's got drive. Yeah, at least he's got hustle at 15. You know what I was doing? Masturbating and wondering why I'm out of milk.
Yep, getting sad.
I can't eat cereal right now.
Masturbating, getting sad, and then eating cereal.
Eating cereal.
You know how many times I ate cereal with tears in it when I was 15? I think about this all the time, too, where it's like this idea when I was 15. Like, it's the whole thing of like the John Hughes movie, like The Breakfast Club and all that stuff, is that a lot of those movies are based off a 15-year-old sitting in the room listening to the Beatles and being like, I wish someone liked the Beatles like me. But now, if you're 15 and sitting in your room and no one in your school likes the Beatles, you could just get on the internet and find people that like the Beatles.
That's so true, man.
And that's not alone.
Yeah, you know? Man.
Right. It's so weird.
It is weird how connected my son is. My son has 10,000 friends on Instagram.
That's crazy, man.
Like, are you kidding me? I had four. And I don't even know if Dre liked me.
You know what I mean?
Like, he still thinks I was the mascot. Which means he doesn't even know who I was.
Yeah, yeah.
He has no idea. One thing I hate the most is brushing my teeth. I don't know why, but I just can't stand it. I don't know. It just takes forever for me. It's only a couple minutes, but for me, it's taken a lifetime. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong. Let's just admit it. We all do it wrong. You grab that old nasty toothbrush that's sitting on the side of the sink. It's dripping. It's just dirty. There's old toothpaste gunk stuck to the brush hairs. It's just an ugly thing. It's all spread out. It's not even nice and square anymore. You know what I mean? It's just all flared out to the right. It's just an ugly piece of equipment that you have to clean your teeth with. And I hate it. Well, guess what, you guys? There's this new toothbrush out there. It's a smart toothbrush. It's called Quip. That's right. Go get Quip now. In fact, go to Get Quip. GetQuip.com. That's right. Get the future in toothbrushes, man. This thing's amazing. To switch the head, it'll tell you when you have to switch the head. They'll actually mail it to you. They're going to be like, hey, look at your toothbrush. Is it disgusting? Well, guess what? We got a new brush head coming right now for you. You just click out the old one and snap in the new one. That's GetQuip.com/Koi, K-O-Y. Right now, you'll get the first refill pack free with Quip electronic toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at GetQuip.com/Koi. That's right. GetQuip, GetQuip.com/Koi. Go and take the steps you need to a cleaner mouth. Kaylin got a new car, Dre. I don't know. Yeah. Since you've been gone, I've been wanting to tell you that that beautiful Prius out front, brand new, is Kaylin's.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous. Nice car. It's silver with a dark gray interior.
Black interior, black dark interior, gray. Dark yeah, outside. Gray. Yeah.
How many? Speaking of electric cars, it's a hybrid, correct?
Well, actually, Chris is the Prius hybrid, which he also got on
TrueCarb.
What? And then I'm the Honda Civic.
Oh, that's right. Yours is the Civic. I'm my the bad. Aspect, but yours is the brand new Civic. That new, the new design.
Yeah, mine is that brand new one.
It's beautiful. You know, that was my first car was a Honda, and I love Hondas. And I know that the one thing about Honda is they'll last about 47 years for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For sure.
Yeah. 300,000
miles. 300,000
miles.
Yeah. That's standard for Honda. Yeah. And one thing that if anyone's going to buy a new car, that's a good one to start off with is the Honda. Am I right, Kaylin?
Oh, 100%.
But one thing I hate about getting a new car is shopping for a new car. I hate going to the dealership. Mm-hmm. I hate talking to dealers. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there, but I'm just saying it's annoying. I don't want to compare. I don't want to haggle. I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to barter. You know, I don't want to trade in animals for cars. I don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to, like, give my right foot for something. It's just like, hey, let me walk in, get my car, and leave. And the best way to do that is TrueCar. TrueCar.com. TrueCar. That's right. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You know your true price is great because True Car shows you what other people paid for the same car that you wanted. They'll show you the same price. That's right. If you want a good buying experience, go to certified dealers at True Car with their true prices, and it's just the best way to do it. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Would you say that you loved your experience?
Yeah, it was as easy as getting a car can be.
Boom. That's right from Kaylin's mouth. It was so good that Chris Loxamana went and got a Prius from the same website.
Yep.
True Car, you guys. Do it today. But what a crazy world, right?
It's so weird.
The world is connected, and they're really friends, man.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the, I think, the common misconception is that, like, here, this is me on this weird, like, opinion thing, but you see a lot of high school movies written today by a bunch of, like, 50-year-old white dudes in Brentwood.
Yeah.
And then they're, like, the characters in these high school movies that are coming out are like, I don't like cell phones. I'm the 15-year-old kid who's trying to find life, not on my cell phone. And you're like, no 15-year-old kid. No one does that.
I listen
to T.I., and you're like, well, no, that's not a real thing.
Right.
And I think that's why kids are getting away from mainstream Hollywood a little bit, because they're like, well, this isn't me.
This isn't a true reflection
of who I am. That's an interesting, like, and then they're always go like, who are they talking to on their cell phones? They're not actually friends. It's fake followers. But it's like, all my young friends, like, engage, and they're, like, actually connecting with their followers.
Yeah. It's so fast, too, dude.
Yeah.
My son on Snap, it's like watching someone do the – what do they call the Matrix? You ever see those guys that read code?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And you're just like, what the fuck are you reading? What language is that? Right. Like, how are you doing code?
And then they're like, oh, you're so dumb.
Yeah.
You're fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah.
How do you not know that this squiggly line means X plus 7 plus 9?
Yeah.
Dude.
Duh. Duh, bro.
Yeah.
It's so
just
weird.
Like that. Yeah.
But that's what my son is with Snapchat. Right. It's so fast.
Yeah.
He's talking and replying and picture, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm watching him work his thumbs, and I'm just like, bro, what?
Do you use Snapchat?
Nah, I dropped it.
Yeah, I couldn't stay on. Yeah,
I dropped it too.
I don't use it. I still have it. It's still up there, but
it's gone. The minute I started doing a dog with licky tongue. The minute I started doing dog with licky tongue, you know, every time you open your mouth, I remember sending it, and I was like, man, what the fuck am I doing?
It's the same thing I got when I got done watching porn. At the beginning, I was like, that was great. And then you see the video, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
That's what I look like.
What the fuck did I just do? Oh, great. I'm a Dalmatian now?
I'm a monster.
I'm a father. I'm a fucking father.
Right.
I don't want my son's friends watching me lick my lips as a Dalmatian. Go fuck yourself.
So sad.
Delete.
I don't do
any of that shit because I am 47 years old.
Yeah,
I don't send fucking eggplant emojis with a winky eye and squirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't do that shit.
I've got bills to pay.
Yeah. I'm responsible. If you're in your goddamn 40s yeah. and you have kids and you're sending emojis to another yeah. man or just yeah. sending emojis,
yeah.
shoot your fucking yeah, face. Yeah,
yeah. I had a 4-year-old man text me yass the other day and I was like, all right, you're deleted.
Yes!
We're never speaking again.
Don't ever.
Whenever
ever.
They do that, I just text back that. No. I just go no.
No, that's yeah.
You know what my emoji is when I'm happy? This is the only emoji I do. Colon, parenthesis.
Yeah.
That means smile.
Mm.
I'm smiling. I'll never send the goddamn I'll never send the smiley face that's going, ooh. ooh. Or heart eyes.
I like the drool one.
Hey, bro, I got one friend. I swear to God, I think they're certified bloods. Okay?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I think they're certified bloods. Okay? The whole crew, the whole clique.
Right.
And he sent me an emoji, like just like yeah, three, yeah. three blue bubbles, and each ended with like goddamn emojis. And I go, don't ever send me a fucking emoji
yeah,
again.
Yeah, 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 yeah. He's like, give me my money, bitch, rainbow emoji. You
rainbow
know
what? Emoji, bro.
I feel like you owe me money now.
You piece of shit emoji.
It's fucked up, man.
Uh-uh. Do not send me emojis.
What's really funny, you say that now, but then if a girl sends me an emoji, I'll be like, I'll send like 6 smiley face emojis and be like, yes, 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 please love
no,
me.
No, 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 no. You're allowed to send emojis. You're still in that frame.
Oh,
you're in your 20s. You're in your 20s. You're allowed
so
to.
Much, yeah.
I'm talking to people that are in their 40s, okay, with a child. My son is 15.
Yeah,
if he
yeah,
looked
yeah.
at my text and saw emojis,
oh my God.
My son would disrespect me in front of his friends. Oh, here's another thing about my son. He doesn't send emojis. He hates them.
Oh, that's dope.
Isn't that crazy?
Cutting
he
edge.
He hates emojis. You should talk to my son. You'd
oh,
love
man.
My son.
He sounds
He's
so
an
cool,
old
man.
Soul, man. It's funny.
He's got cool hair, dude.
He yeah. does, and he won't cut it, man.
Oh,
won't
cool.
cut it.
I wouldn't either.
So cool.
Yeah. He's got dreads. Dude, I took him to Champions Barbershop.
Yeah.
Took 45 minutes to get all those goddamn dreads out.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he was just bare knuckling. He was just like, ah, shit. Put conditioner in your hair, motherfucker. Put conditioner in your hair.
Do you, if he does, if you had to guess, if he's not going to become a comedian, what do you think he would go do?
Music?
Yeah.
Music or fashion? He's going to be in the entertainment business for sure.
Yeah.
Hands down. The kid's got talent.
What would you do if you weren't a comedian? I don't think I know.
I would be either a writer.
Yeah.
I would definitely write for somebody or a show or something like that.
Yeah.
Or behind the camera
yeah.
producing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or directing. Or
but still
like
telling
that.
Stories in the end
always,
of the day.
Yeah, 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 for sure. But I knew this was my. I knew I was going to be a comic, man. I knew.
Yeah.
I used to sign this phone book. You know what I mean? You remember they used to give you free phone books? Remember those big
yeah,
ass
like
phone
the yellow
books?
Pages?
I don't think you know. Do you know what a phone book is?
No, he doesn't
man,
know.
Nah, nah,
no, he just called it the Yellow Pages.
No, yeah. I wasn't born in 1841.
No, he said,
all right, bro.
And he said, "You mean like the Yellow Pages?
Yeah. Like the Yellow Pages, man."
Nah, man, I wasn't born in 901 AD.
All right, bro. this is a phone book. It had the Yellow Pages and the White Pages.
I remember that.
Oh, whoa.
I remember that.
It had everyone's phone number. You could find people's phone numbers. You remember that?
Yeah.
It would take you
yeah.
7 or 8, yeah. 9, 10 tries.
I did.
And addresses, right?
Oh, it could be everything.
Address, wild,
everything.
Man.
Yeah, man. And the advertisement pages were like big clear pages for me. So I would autograph it all day. I would just use it every day. Autograph, autograph, autograph. I would just sign my autograph. Like, well, 10,000 pages, just autograph. And my roommate, my Korean roommate, William, he'd be like, "Will you try to be famous or something? someone wants your autograph?" I don't know why I'm giving him that voice. But he would always fuck with me because he didn't know I wanted to be a comedian.
Yeah.
I would just autograph. I always practice my autograph, autograph, autograph.
It feels good to do that shit, though.
Yeah,
man.
Bro, I'm not joking. I wish I would have kept some of those phone books.
Yeah.
I would sign all.
I used to do the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every kid did it.
Oh, but all I thought of was just signing my autograph for when I got off stage, man. They never knew. He never knew I was going to be a comic.
Does it look the same?
Yeah, it's the same.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, close.
Mine is not at all.
Yeah, mine doesn't either. Mine doesn't. Does your soul feel like now when you go to a show, you sell out Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
And you sign autographs.
Yeah.
Do you still get that moment where you're like, I did it?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I love that, man.
Dude, there's
you can't ever forget that.
Dude, I sold 30,000 tickets in Hawaii,
that's
right?
So fucking
and there's a screen, and it's so crazy because I'm such an Eddie Murphy fan, Kalen. and I went to Raw. You know,
I
went to Raw, and I told you the story, right, Dre?
Yeah.
When Eddie Murphy came out to Raw, there's this big red screen on stage. And well, it wasn't green. It wasn't red. It was a highlight video. So it showed all his shit. You know, mm-hmm. it showed all the things he did on Saturday Night Live, all his movies, and it was a montage. And it just sped up really fast. And it sped up really fast. And the crowd's cheering. It's like 17,000 people at the Coliseum. We're like, we're going fucking crazy. And it just kept speeding up all his characters. And then, bam, it turned red. And he's standing behind it. And it's just a black silhouette. And I'm talking fucking pure eruption, bro.
Yeah.
This is Eddie Murphy at his prime, man. Like, Coming to America just came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just everyone... just fucking, the place went wild, man. And that just, like, in my head, that just stayed in my, like that burned in my soul. Like, I remember just looking around going, I want to do this someday. And, like, subliminally, I started doing all this shit. Like, my logo on stage is my son crying, and it's a silhouette, and it's red.
Right.
I didn't do that because I'm an Eddie Murphy fan. It just happened naturally, and it's just like, I love the color red, and that silhouette was just dope because I love the Michael Jordan silhouette, so I use my son's silhouette, and that's what's on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine on stage there's this red screen with my son crying, a black silhouette, and now they're introducing my name. It's like, ladies and gentlemen. Right. Oh no, it didn't start like that. It was music, right? And then Ryan goes, "Are you ready?" Right? And the crowd's like, "Ah," right? And then I start walking past the red screen. And this is by accident, bro. And I start walking past that red screen, and you see my baseball hat, and it's just my head walking by. And the fucking crowd like ape shit. Like, there is no intro. They just know that's me walking by.
Yeah.
And then I walked out on stage, and I remember when I was on stage, because you asked me if I still have that feeling. I remember thinking to myself, that was that Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, I love that.
That was
man.
That moment. Yeah.
It didn't dawn on me. Like, I didn't mean to do that. It was
genuine.
An accident.
It was a genuine.
Yeah, man. Because awesome. The projector was low. Projector was low. And all I was doing was walking to the side of the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And my head hit it. And when it hit that projector, I can't even talk right now. The crowd went crazy. Yeah. And I remember looking back at my manager and all that, and I was like, "Holy fuck, that was sick, man!"
Yeah, yeah. If that was a movie, the movie version of that, that's the scene.
Yeah.
After the beginning of the movie, you see where you are, and then that's the last scene, and everyone in the crowd is crying. They're like, "He did it, baby! The boy from the block did it,
right?
I saw you." So, I'm such a big fan of you, but so many of my white friends I'm introducing you to right now, right? And so I brought a whole crew of my white friends last year when you played the Brea Improv.
I love it when he says a whole crew of white friends. They all have Hawkeye shirts.
Yeah. They wear overalls and pitchforks.
I've
never been outside my house. What?
They all got brown shoes on and shorts.
Yeah.
And Andrew's white friends.
My white friends, man.
I gotta be home to watch Letterman by 9. Are we getting home soon?
Wow, they're really white. Yeah, holy
that's
shit.
Very white. That's cornfield.
So what happened?
But I brought them all to your show at the Improv and
wait, like me?
Yeah, yeah.
You came and saw me live?
Yeah, at the Brea Improv. I go to all your shows whenever you're in town. But this is before I met you, so I'm just high in the back being like, there he is.
What?
Yeah, I never told you about this.
Why do you come up and say hi?
I was because you know, it's that thing when you're under a comedian, you don't want to be the guy that just says like, "Hey, I'm another comedian," and then you're just like, "All right, dude, whatever." Like, that's your fear as a young comedian. Like, I wanted to meet you when I was doing it.
Wait, so you weren't doing it at that time?
I was doing it at the time, but and CAA would actually get me in. I would always email Matt's office, and they all know me there. And I was like, "Hey, can I go to Joe's show?" But they would always be like, "Do you want to go?" Like Andy Farag and all those guys.
Yeah.
They would always be like, "Do you want to go backstage and meet him?" And I would always say no because I was too scared to meet you. But anyway,
you know what's really funny, really quick, is that's exactly what Joe would do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. Totally.
It's exactly what you
would do. I would do the same thing.
Yeah. Because I also but the other thing too, and this is just not, this is like industry talk, is like, I actually like genuinely respect, I love your comedy, and I didn't want to be the guy that's like, that seemed like, "Hey man, I'm trying to get in." Like, I wanted to go watch you.
Nice,
I wasn't
man.
There to, you know, hustle and flow. So like, that's why I also didn't ever want to like cross that line, because there was no reason to.
Oh, that's dope, man.
But I brought all my white friends though, and here's the thing, it's crazy. We would all go see stand up all the time. But I remember they had never seen something like yours. Even there with when the DJ comes on,
yeah.
The lights come down, and they looked at me and they go, "Are we about to see Kanye? Is Kanye dropping in?"
Yes.
And then you come
and
out.
And then I came from the ceiling. Yeah, yeah. I dropped from the ceiling.
The fucking walls drop, and it's like Mission Impossible. It's like you're actually in the Staples Center the entire time. It was crazy, but dude, the face, man, when they were just like, shout out to Max Skolnick, an amazing young writer coming up, and I've worked with him forever, and he's one of my best friends. We worked on a movie called The House. Go see The House. I worked on a movie called The House with Will Ferrell, but I met him there. I took him.
Hold on. Yeah. You know, I talked about that on this show.
Oh, what?
That's one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies.
I worked on that movie, bro.
Oh, really?
Holy fuck, man. The House?
I love that movie.
I've been telling everybody about The House.
Dude, yeah. I was there from minute one.
I'm not saying that because I just met you, man. I saw, for some reason, that movie did not get the plug that it should have got.
Yeah.
Because it was so funny, and
that cast was
so sick.
Yeah.
I don't even know what ethnicity is, with the beard.
His Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Bro.
Dude, he.
Talking about going toe to toe. Yeah. One of the greatest comedic actors of all time.
That should have been his hangover moment.
Bro, him and Will were untouchable in that movie, man.
Dude.
I preach that movie to everybody. I tell everybody, you need to watch The House.
I watched it on a flight, and then I was pissed off because, you know, at the end of the flight, when you're taxiing it, they cut it off.
Yeah.
So I had to watch it over at home.
Yeah. I love that movie. I'm not even joking, man. This is no bullshit. You can go research
me. I love it, dude.
I tell everybody about The House. It's one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies, man. It's fucking great.
Thanks, man.
Okay, go back to complimenting me.
But I just remember they all looked at me, and it was a bunch of PAs from The House I brought, and they looked at me, and they go, and to this day, if Max were to call in right now, he would be like, that is the best stand-up show ever. And it's also because you actually give a show. Like, it's an experience, and it's funny, and it's good. It's actually stand-up. There's jokes, but also, like, you're giving it to them. Like, you're giving us, there's a vibe.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like just going and seeing even one of some of the best comedians, you go and see them at the Funny Bone or whatever, and it's like, all right, I just saw stand-up.
Yeah.
But when you see Joe Coy, man, you see a fucking show, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for, like, Dennis Rodman to come from the rafters in the next one. I still think it's gonna happen. I've seen you so many times, and I'm like, this is the one.
Yeah, this is it.
Like, somebody's gonna come from the floor, dude.
That's hysterical, man.
It's dope, though, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you have that vibe up there.
Thank you, man.
That's what I also like. A lot of me and my younger friends, we were talking about the internet earlier. It's like a lot of us talk about that all the time, where it's like stand-up is changing. I truly believe that. And I think, like, if I were to go do theaters or something and I get good enough and I'm old enough to do this, I don't want it to just be me walking out on stage. I want the same thing that you do. There's a vibe.
The thing is that you can't.
Yeah.
And here's why. It's because there's so much access now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they've seen everything. Yeah. You've got to be unique.
Yeah. And you got to set a whole atmosphere. It's not. I just don't want to just walk out on stage like, all right, give it up for Andrew. And Andrew walks on. I'm like, hey, let's start, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. It's
imagine
just so
imagine someone
boring,
open
dude.
Like that. Hey, let's right. start, I guess. Everyone here?
Yeah. Sorry. That's the first thing. I'm sorry. I guess let's go.
I'm
going to begin now.
I love it, man. I love where you're going, man.
I hope it works out. But it's one of those things where I appreciate that, where it's like, and my friends, some of my smarter friends are always saying it's like, they're trying to figure out how to even build multimedia into everything they
do.
Yeah,
man.
You know?
That's all I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I love what you said about Constance Wu, her quote when she said, you can knock on the door, build the house.
Yeah.
Man, that's the frame of mind everyone needs to be in. I feel like I've been in that. I've been in that zone for quite some time, and I'm not going to get out of it. I mean, that's what I've been. That's how I am. That's how I've been built. So I'm going to keep knocking, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep building.
Yeah.
Cut that part out.
Well, the thing's also crazy.
11:16. Cut that part out. I'm going to keep building, man.
Yeah,
and I love it, man. People like you building. We're all building,
and also like. I'm sure this happened when you guys were starting anything you guys were doing is when you start building that house, there's always going to be people that say that hate you for it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? You dumb or something?
Yeah. What
Why
are you
building
man?
That house?
Yeah.
It's obstructing.
Why'd you put a jacuzzi
it's
up here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why'd you make what I made better?
Really? An infinity pool? Fuck yourself.
Yeah. Dude, no joke. I tell everyone, I get made fun of all the time about this. When I was in college, I've been saying this for almost 10 years now. I always say this thing where I go, I want an infinity pool by the time I'm 32. Okay. That just keeps me grounded.
Good.
I'm like, my background on my laptop is
I
an
love
infinity
it,
pool.
Man.
I'll live in my car and have an infinity pool, but just as long as I have that infinity pool. Dude,
that's dope. Hey, man, as long as you say it out loud, yeah. Man, that shit really works. Because yeah. I always wanted that house on the hill, man.
Yeah.
I used to look at Laurel Canyon and go, I want to be on that hill. I need to be on that hill. And I kept saying it. I didn't give a fuck. I'd go to my apartment and drive. I'd drive by Laurel Canyon and go, I want to be on that hill.
Yeah, and people are like, nah, and now you're on that hill.
I'm on
like,
that hill. You know, I got my own hill.
Yeah. That's the best part, too, is like people being like, nah, man, you're not going to be on that hill. And you're like, all right, I'm going to be on there. And then you're up there, and you're like, you can come over.
Still. Yeah, come on up.
Like, oh, this guy's
still let you up. I want you to see my view. Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll pay for the food, too. Yeah, I can do that.
That's hysterical. Park at the bottom of the hill. Yeah. My driver will bring you up.
Yeah, you need a workout too anyway. You should
That's
just come
hysterical,
on.
Man. Dude, this is fun, man. Andrew Lopez.
Yeah, dude, thanks
what else
for
are you working on, bro?
You know, I'm producing a couple movies and writing a couple movies, and I think they're going to be out soon, and you'll see them when they come out. But, you know, follow me on social media and you know, see me do stand-up. That's what I want to act and do stand-up, but I have movies coming out. But
dope.
Just...
Yeah, your stand-up is crazy. And, of course, production-wise, you can see the stuff right now. You can see
Blockers.
Oh, I'm fumbling my words, man. Blockers.
Yeah. The House.
Yeah, man.
I worked on Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, that's dope, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So
that's dope, man. Congrats.
Thanks for having me. This is the best, dude. You guys are the best.
Always come back. Andre.
Yes, sir.
This is what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
we just keep building.
Never
stop building.
Yep.
Chris Laxamana, I didn't talk to you this whole damn show.
It's okay. It was riveting pod, though. I loved it.
Yeah,
I was listening to
That's what I'm talking about.
The best.
Stay inspired. Always stay inspired. Inspire yourself. Say shit
the house.
Out loud.
The
Thank
house,
you.
Baby.
Kaylin.
Love you, Joe.
Always stay inspired, bro. We all want infinity pools. And you can get them, man. I'm going to get one, too.
Let's go.
All right, you guys. I love you. It's Koi Pond. Bye. I'm sleeping on an hour wide away. Damn, I miss the days when she would say she needs me. If I had the time with you again, I would like to be way more than friends. Girl, if you give me a second chance, then I'd say, yeah, 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 yeah. I could fly you out to Paris. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check it out. If you're trying to watch, I don't know, old movies, old TV shows, whatever it is, there's a new streaming platform out there called Pluto TV. That's right. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. You can get anything you want. You want to watch kung fu flicks. You want to watch comedies. You want to watch whatever it is. Whatever you can think of, they have it. Dude, it's so cool, man. You just download the app. Just go to your phone apps, download Pluto TV, and you can watch over 100 TV channels, over 1,000 movies, all of them on demand, and completely free. That's right. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to even sign up. You just download the app, and it's free. It's that easy. What are you waiting for? Look at your phone right now and just download Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Just download Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. If you stream it, then you got to get Pluto TV. That's right, Pluto TV.